Evolution. It's really sun worship.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the wonderful children's book, D is for Dinosaur. Well, Ken, I know that pagan cultures, like the ancient Egyptians, worshipped the sun, but isn't evolution really just about life evolving?
Well, you know, evolution involves much more than life arising from non-life by natural means. You see, evolution really does away with God, and it allows people to explain their existence without any supernatural being involved. In fact, evolution is a whole philosophy of life. It teaches that man by himself can determine truth, that there's no God. In other words, they believe that life can be explained solely on the basis of what they're seeing acting around them today. In essence, that is their religion. Part of the evolutionist religion is that the energy from the sun, acting on some primeval soup millions of years ago, caused the first life forms to emerge. Thus, they believe that the sun really gave birth to living things. They're actually giving glory to the sun's energy for life. You know, down through the ages, culture after culture has worshipped the sun. If you recall, the Israelites were warned not to worship the sun as the pagan nations did around them. Scientists may claim that evolution has nothing to do with religion, but it's their religion to worship creation instead of the Creator.
Why is America and some other Western nations becoming more pagan? How has the creation-evolution controversy played a role? Read Ken Ham's new booklet, free on our website, answersradio.com.